Indian police say there are no immediate suspects in the triple bombing that killed 17 people yesterday evening in Mumbai, also known as Bombay. The bombings, which shook three separate neighborhoods within minutes of each other during rush hour, were the country's worst terror strike since the siege of Mumbai that killed 166 people nearly 3 years ago. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of India has condemned the attack and said violence has never been an enduring solution to any problem in society, and those indulging in it contribute nothing but misery to their fellow human beings. The president of the conference is the Archbishop of Bombay, Cardinal Oswald Gracius. He told us the city is returning to normal just a day after the attack.
The Church of Mumbai, a church in the Archdiocese, strongly condemns these acts of terror, and all the Catholic bishops of Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Goa are presently over here in the seminary. And we offer our condolences to the family members of those who lost their lives. And we assure all assistance to all our institutions be available for any assistance for these people over here. And we pray that the spirit of love, peace, harmony, and unity prevail in our city, in our country, to avoid such attacks in the future.
What is it like in the city right now?
I would say, Mumbai is it's very amazing. It's a very resilient city. So we've had these attacks over and over again, really big attacks, civil bombs. Within a day now, this morning, everything has been back to normal. People have been going to work. I've come to the seminary and traffic was normal. People are moving, there's a traffic jams as usual. So really, it's back to normal. But on the other hand, there is a certain, again, another very noticeable thing in Mumbai is that people come out to help regardless of religion or caste, community, race. Everybody comes together to help those who are in difficulty. And now, this morning, there have been any number of messages on the electronic mail from doctors, social workers, institutions, offering for help of all sorts. We can see a spirit of solidarity, helpfulness, and resilience, certainly. On the other hand, there's a little anger that this is happening over and over again. You know, Mumbai has been at the receiving end for a long time.